3.2. 3A. Listening. Speaker 1.
My best friend kept insisting that I meet up with a cute single male friend of hers. Finally, I gave in and we went on a date. My friend was right. He really was cute and single. But he was totally obsessed with my friend. All he did was talk about her. I finally made an excuse to go home early after he asked me if I thought my friend was happy with her boyfriend.
Speaker 2.
I was on my first date with this smart, successful woman, and we went to a nice restaurant. The waiter was bringing our drinks to us when one of the other waiters asked him a question. As he turned around, he spilled our drinks all over me. I was drenched from head to toe. Other than that, the date went really well. We got married after 6 months, and now, 15 years later, we still laugh about our first date.
Speaker 3.
This is one of my more memorable dates, but for quite the wrong reason. What we did was this. He took me for a long drive in his truck. I had absolutely no idea where we were. Then he stopped at a gas station and bought me an ice cream. And then he drove me back home again. That was it. As you can imagine, I didn't bother to find out what would happen the second time around.
Speaker 4.
My most memorable first date was at a fast food restaurant. I'd been trying to get together with this girl for weeks, but our schedules just didn't coincide. So when I was going out for a burger one evening, I just texted her and asked her to come. Amazingly, she did, and we ended up talking about everything from work to family. We've been together for 8 months now, and she often pulls my leg about it.
Speaker 5.
When my current boyfriend asked me out, we went out for dinner and then back to my place for coffee. At some point, he got down on his knees like he was going to propose or something. He got me really worried. Then he got a soda tab out of his pocket, you know, the rings that come off of the top of a drink can, and he said, "Will you be my girlfriend?" After that, we couldn't stop laughing.